think last year we had a total of 5 trick-or-treaters. Well, I know you like to be prepared. Just when we have a ton left over, just hide it from me or take it to work. Do you remember the story of our first Halloween together? Well, I guess were we technically together then? Yeah. Oh, God, what a night, right, baby? Come on, you come here. Come here. Come here and sit on my lap. Feels good to squeeze you. If my memory serves me, you didn't show up on time, so you weren't there the whole night. I can recount it to you how I remember it So it was cold that Halloween, and yeah, well, remember my costume? I knew it was cold because I was dressed as one of the misfits, and I had that black leather vest and all that leather gear that I bought from the bondage store. Yeah, little S&M boutique down the street. You know me, Mr. Vanilla, but that was a lot of fun. And sometimes isn't it a little fun to wear still? It was cold because I wanted to be authentic to the look. So, you know, that bar crawl we were supposed to go on, you had a dinner at work and you said you didn't know if you could make it. So I went with a few of my friends and we had fun. You know, we hit a few of the spots that we'd frequent because it was right by my apartment. And they'd all have a few really weak Halloween themed drinks. And we hit a few places. And then me and my pals, what did we end up doing? Oh, we walked down the street, a little bit buzzed. And then we, what did we do? Halloween karaoke at that sushi place on the corner. Remember? Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, you know me, how I love to sing, right? texting you all night because maybe I wanted to see you so badly. Plus you told me you had that extra sexy costume. Hey, Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror is pretty damn sexy, okay? Especially, well, if it's you. So I wanted to see you in that costume. I wanted to feel you close to me again. Because back then I didn't get to see you too much. Only once in a while. We weren't too serious yet. You were just a girl I was seeing, and I was, I think, just some guy to you, but I wanted it to be more. I thought you were absolutely captivating. You were so cute. You had a little dark streak in you too, which was really sexy. And, baby. Oh, in bed. In bed, you were a demon like nobody has ever pulled off a Halloween costume. So, was texting you, and you tell me, I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. I hope I make it. Oh, and I text you again 30 minutes later. Two more sushi bar karaoke songs in. Oh, you're wrapping it up. You're wrapping it up. But you have to go home and change. So, it was getting a little late, but not too late. Yeah. Remember how we used to stay up? I don't know how we did it. But I remember you texting me, I'm home and I'm changing, and I think you're going to love what you see. So I went back to our favorite spot across the street, because I lived in that awesome, fun neighborhood right on the strip where all of our favorite hangouts were kind of an extension of my living room. And I was there at the bar, and it was getting late, so I had a shot of whiskey in my black coffee. And then I had another, and I was drinking with my friends, and I was having a good time, but I was waiting for you. I was feeling pretty sexy in my costume. I can pull off that bad boy look with my tattoos, right? Yeah. So I wanted you to see me. I wanted to see you. So I remember I hadn't heard from you in about a half an hour, 45 minutes. I was getting a little antsy. Is she gonna make it? Did something else happen? What could it be this time? Texted you a few times, and no response, no response. But then, halfway through that second whiskey and coffee, in that loud, loud, crowded bar, I felt a brush against the back of my leg, and it was you. Just pinching my thigh to let me know you were there. The bartender was right there. And you said, I'll have what he's having. I love a girl who loves whiskey. You know I do. And you looked so, so, so sexy in your costume. I think there should be more excuses for you to wear lingerie like that out in the town, because, baby, wow, you were drawing eyes from all over the place. And usually I'm kind of a jealous guy, but that, I've got to say, with you nuzzled up next to me by the bar, and everyone knew that I was your sexy little misfit, yeah, it was flattering, and it was really kind of hot. So after a few more drinks, yeah, a few more, since I lived right behind the bar, you told me, let's go home. So I squared up our tab. I remember leaving a generous tip, because I knew we were going to have a tremendous Halloween together, baby. Oh, one that I still remember. So, oh, we took that short walk back to my place. Remember, wasn't that a fun apartment? Yeah, not so good on our livers, but it was fun at the time, wasn't it? And we walked through my back door, me following you, and when I locked the door behind me, you walked so slowly in front of me. Oh, and you knew what you were doing to me in that costume. The way you slunk those hips back and forth in those heels you were wearing. Oh, that ass of yours wiggling. God, baby. You knew just what you were doing. Yeah, what you're doing to me. What you're doing to me right now. I won't be too much longer. I promise. Oh, and I said, let me get us some water. And I knew we were really, really gonna need it. So I remember coming back from getting those two glasses of water. And I can remember just how cold they felt in my hands, because when I walked into the bedroom, the look on your face as you were there sitting on the bed, legs parted, hands on your knees, with that look of lust in your eye. That look of desire you can flash at me from across the dinner table, and it will drive me insane. You were there, slowly batting your eyes at me, looking up with, oh God, just so much lust. Baby, I just froze there for a second. I froze there for a second and just took a photograph in my mind. The one, yeah, the one I'm telling you about right now. I remember how drove me crazy. You didn't have to tell me how badly you wanted me, because your eyes and the way you were biting that bottom lip, goddamn, fuck. And those hands, those fingers just tapping on your stockinged legs. So I put those glasses down on the night table, and you told me to start undressing you, but slowly. And I was happy to oblige, but I wanted you to leave those sexy stockings on. Oh, still, when you wear those, baby, god damn. Ugh, they shake me to my fucking core. You know that. Oh, so beautiful. I slowly peeled off those layers of your costume. But I remember how sexy that makeup was on you. I kind of remember how our makeup kind of matched. A lot of black around the eyes, which I think is really sexy. So, as I'm peeling those layers off, just hearing you let out those little moans when my fingers caressed your body, when I ran my nails just up and down those legs of yours as you bent over in front of me, told me to take those panties off. Before I did, I gently pressed my face into your pussy. So I could feel and smell and even taste how wet you were for me. Okay, yeah. Yeah, baby, this is the part of the story where it might be hazardous to sit on my lap. Okay, we'll stay. Good. Oh, sugar. God. How wet you were for me, mixed with that protracted moan that you gave when I gently kissed against your pussy. And your thighs. And I remember those goosebumps. I remember those goosebumps. Just how they felt against my hands. And how your skin just electrified when my lips touched the back of your thighs. But I did want you so badly, and I had to taste you because, as you know, I cannot get enough of your pussy. Oh, I'm sorry, baby, I'm just getting a little turned on when I tell you this. God. Okay. Back to my little story. And as I slowly peeled your panties off, oh, and God, seeing your wetness as your pussy was revealed to me, swollen and needy, I knew you were craving my tongue. And as soon as I slipped them past your knees and over your stocking legs and feet, I pulled back. No, not just so I could put them on the dresser because I'm so nice. I wanted to give you a little tease. And I really wanted to see how badly you desired me. God, baby, when I pulled back and stood up at the foot of the bed, and you, almost just on cue, grabbing a pillow, shoving it under your tummy, propping your hips and ass in the air. Oh, God, and the way you loved me to eat you from behind like that. God. Oh. Sorry. God, it just gives me those same goosebumps you had that night. Oh, so you propped nauseous ass in the air. And you just wiggled it ever so slowly back and forth. Oh, just like the speed of my voice. Back and forth. Oh, and I'd already taken off that leather vest, but at that point, I was stripping those jeans off as soon as I can. Yeah, and regretting that I put boots on, which were so complicated to take off. Oh, because I could not wait to just devour you. I know you were feeling insatiable, and my God, you know I'm insatiable. So, I ripped those jeans off. Ah, and I dove into that bed, and in one graceful swoop, hooked my arms under those hips and planted my face squarely in your pussy, my tongue tasting you. And from that angle, being able to put my tongue inside you, baby. Yeah. Just like that. Being able to put my tongue inside you. And when I did, seeing the muscles in your back tense as you propped yourself up on your elbows, arched your back. Baby, things like that are not lost on me. Oh, a woman's beauty and the way she moves. The way she moves while she's losing herself in desire. Baby, that image of you throwing your neck back while I plunged my tongue into your pussy. My God, it's burned into my mind. And as I hungrily devoured you from behind, just pressing you into my face, because I did not have to control the tease at that point, and I don't think you wanted it either. That whole night had been a tease, one long slow dance between us. That cold night. But God, we were beating sweat already. So, babies, I got to give you those nice licks. From bottom to top, spending some time on your clit, getting to press my tongue inside you, and then lick your ass ever so gently, and feeling those shivers when I did. Oh, my God, baby. Something that I just was so hard, baby. My God. My cock was throbbing so hard. It was hurting. I was fucking hurting for you. And as you came, and I felt your body twist and writhe, and your hips fight against my arms that were pressed around you, hands firmly gripping your ass. Oh, I made you come that first time, baby. God, those moans and whimpers and your scream that you let out that had to have woken the neighbors. Oh my God. Oh, that's one of those orgasms that I can't help but remember giving you. God, the intensity, oh, the intensity in your voice when you asked me to fuck you, to please fuck you. Oh, and how I just kept slowly licking from your clit. Oh, your wet, dripping pussy up to your ass while you begged me, to fuck you, to fill you with my cock. And all the restraint in the world was what it took to hold back every second. Oh, so I peeled what little clothing I had on off. And you arched your back up and pressed yourself against me, took my hard cock in your hand, and God, feeling it squeezing against my throbbing, that dull ache that I was feeling for you mixed with that burning desire. Oh, baby, I never thought my ears could ring from giving an orgasm, but at that point, I wasn't hearing anything. I was just there. I was just there with you. Turned on telling you about this. You were so wet, but I thought it would be so hot to get a little extra sticky. So I grabbed that bottle of lube. I dripped and spread it all over your luscious ass that you'd presented there for my viewing. And I told you to put your hands on the head of the bed. I rubbed it in, massaging it into your ass. Into your pussy, running my fingers from your clit gently inside you, up to your ass, back and forth, teasing those lips and making you whimper. And my cock, baby, my cock just throbbed me with my semi-selfish desire to rub some of that lube under my hard cock and stroke it. It felt so so good after being so fucking hot for you. So you, hands on the head of the bed, and me behind you. I grab your hips, and I push your legs together. Oh, and I take the tip of my cock to the entrance of your pussy. God, and baby, oh, it's like it grabbed me and pulled me into you. The way you felt, how wet you were. That first thrust. God damn, baby. That first thrust. God damn, baby. And just feeling you around me and you looking so fucking hot. Oh, and me noticing my black fingerprints all over your ass because I forgot I was wearing black makeup. I pressed into you. Oh, and I pressed into you hard that night. Oh, and you kept pressing your arms from the head of the bed into me. God, baby, I don't ever remember fucking anyone as hard as I fucked you that night. Oh, and you, oh, you were there doing just what I told you to do. Hands on the head of the bed, giving me all of your pussy. Oh, but you pressing back into me, baby. God, you knew you owned me then and there. You knew it, and you knew that in my mind, I was drunk off your pussy. I had the taste of you on my lips, the smell of you in my nose, and I was just intoxicated, baby. I was drunk off you. As you fucked me, because you fucked me. Oh, my vision tunneled, and I couldn't hear anything. I could just see you looking back over your shoulder with that. I could see you looking back over your shoulder with that almost smug in your eye. That smug look in your eye that, God, you know. That smug look in your eye that, God, you know turns me on so much. Because I love your sexual aggression. I love your confidence and your command in the bedroom. The look in your eyes, God, it got me close, and I had to slow down. It was hard to slow down as I was just pounding into you, and I had to grab your hips. I had to grab your hips to slow you down, using all of my strength. Oh, and I remember. And what happened next? I had forgotten that I'd left that beautiful posture. lost your collar on, the one with that metal ring in the front. And as I slowed you down, I grabbed your body and I pressed it into me, bringing your back up to my chest, my cock still in you, but not thrusting hard, just pressing against your delicious ass. Oh, and you, as I kissed your ears, going from side to side, and sunk my teeth into your neck. Baby, I don't like to leave marks, but that night I think I did. I'm sorry if I did. But, in that moment, when you turned your head and you threw your head over my shoulders, sunk your teeth just into my jaw, the first thing you could grab. God, baby, that passion, the desire, and that bite of yours told me everything. And I knew there was no more holding back that night. So, you grabbed my jaw and you ran your hand over my face and you smeared that black makeup. And you took it. And my God, one of the hottest things I've ever seen was you smearing it on your face. You looked like my heavy metal goddess at that moment. Black makeup on your face, black stockings, and that attitude, baby. That lust. Yeah, you would give the real Dr. Frankenfurter a run for his goddamn money, baby. I grabbed your wrists. I grabbed them. And you grabbed the ring of that collar that I was wearing, and you pulled me into you. And I pinned your hands against the wall, my big hands covering yours and keeping them there. And as my chest was pressed against your back, I thrusted into your tight, wanting, dripping pussy as hard as I possibly could, moving my hips and giving every effort to hit your G-spot with every thrust, because I want every thrust of my cock to please you. Every time I pound into you, baby, I want you to feel it all resonate from that tight pussy up through your tongue, on into your brain. And as you looked back at me, and you were as lost in that moment as I was, God, baby, as lost as I am honestly right now in recounting it, I just couldn't control myself. My whimpers, my moans. My whimpers and my moans, baby, God, just pounding into you, those frenzied thrusts into you, and you thrashing your head back to either side of my neck. Oh, each time, oh, just whatever your lips and your teeth and your tongue could find, just grabbing on my neck, my lips, my jaw, anything. But those hands of yours were not moving. Those hands of yours were not moving. And as I felt you tighten around me, and I felt you shake, and I felt that moan that comes so deep inside your body, that I can feel, just because you were so close to me, I could feel your core shake from that moan. And hearing you come and how you pressed so hard against my body. My God, baby. I could not hold it in any longer. I came inside you so, so hard, and I don't remember what I sounded like. I don't remember if I was whimpering or just yelling, like, fuck, fuck, fuck. God, oh, oh, to this day, it sends chills up my spine. Feeling how we came together and how we were lost in lust. How when we eventually, God, after, God, how long was it? Five minutes? It felt like 5 minutes of me just staying inside you, grabbing you close to me, not letting you go, planting those kisses so passionately on your neck and your head, twisted at that uncomfortable angle to get to my lips. Oh, baby, that moment, it was heaven, and my God, with that heavy metal black paint all over your face. God, baby. You look like a fucking Valkyrie. Then we just collapsed into bed. Me with my arms around you, like they are now. Holding you, and drifting off to sleep. Baby, I'm sorry, but as you can feel,